Hello, hello, hello. This is Nick Jansen from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, specializing in helping people overcome their anxiety and reclaim their lives back through holistic approaches that address the mind, body, spirit, providing personal coaching to guide individuals towards a state of balance and well-being. Together, we work on developing effective coping strategies, exploring root causes, and implementing positive lifestyle changes. Say, let's say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's embark on this transforming journey together. Welcome back to another episode, podcast number 108 with health and anxiety coaching. And today our discussion is simply on from a book on wonderful book by How to Do the Work by Dr. Nicole LaPera, the holistic psychologist. So I definitely been reading this particular book, and it's just amazing the information that we're getting from it. And today I thought, okay, so it'll be a good day to talk about the nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system and sympathetic nervous system. So we'll look, discuss, and go deep on that. And hopefully, it is part of the awareness of anxiety. I'm thinking if we don't, the first thing we do to heal anxiety is to know what's going on with us, the actual physiology. You know, the mind, the body, the nervous system. We need to go deep on that. We need to understand that, and not to a level that we become around doctors, but more of an awareness, because we need to feel the body sensations and what sort of methods that we have to cope with it. And one thing is to relax the body and the mind. Something called to rest and digest. And we need to be able to really understand that and the value to someone that has been challenged on even a light anxiety or to extreme anxiety, even to panic attacks, so, or even trauma. So all these kind of areas. So let's go to a wonderful read. Oh, by the way, I do have a Facebook group actually called How to Do the Work. Dr. Nicole LaPera. Also, if you get in touch with me, I can send you this particular document here that I'm revising at the moment. I'm happy to send that to you. And at the end, I will give you a little offer about if you need my help in anxiety coaching, create an accountability buddy system to help you with overcoming anxiety, so we can thrive through it and make life a little bit easier. It's all about practice. So, but anyway, let's go into really digging deep. Okay, so from pages 72 to 75, the author discusses the role of the autonomic nervous system. So we go into that in our body stress responses. You see, when we are in a state of homeostasis, which means the balance of life, the author Nicole refers to it as the neutral break, which helps us stay calm and open. This enables us to be more social creatures. Like, however, when the vagus nerve is so activated and continuously on defensive system, this defensive system is triggered actually, and we go into something called the fight or flight. I think she mentions in this pages 72-75, most of her clients and people who are challenged by anxiety are in this state, this kind of state of fight or flight mode forever, and they hardly come off. So that's now, and being in that state, we tend to be stuck into something called the sympathetic nervous system. Very bad for our health, very bad for our, yeah, big time. Especially if you study some topics called that epigenetics. So very important to understand this. And once again, creating this awareness to get rid of this anxiety. Because I was talking actually on my last podcast with lovely Cheryl, and she said, he said, fear feeds on fear. You know, fear, our fear feeds on fear. That means it's stacking. If we don't catch anxiety early and we think it's normal and we don't do something about it, we just keep suffering, it's actually creating more stress and it's just destroying our bodies, destroying our minds and bodies. Fear does feed on fear. And so, so if you want to go back to the last podcast, there's more detail on that. We really talk about stuff like that. So, but anyway, but this today is really talking about the homeostasis, all right? The balancing act, how the body has its own driving mechanisms or systems to actually bring us back to some a balance in life. But also that is a creation. We can never think that homeostasis is also a practice for us. We need to practice staying calm. We meditate. At the end of this podcast, I always provide some meditation so we can learn to be calmer and relaxed. Even now, I feel like just slowing down my voice a bit and taking a breath, relaxing. Just relaxing so we can stay calmer and more open. Well, let's go back, and this will enable us to be more social. So what does she mean more so? However, repeating once again, once we're triggered, we go into fight or flight responses. This can occur almost immediately. This stress response is an automatic function of the autonomic nervous system. So let's go into that a bit. So which regulates involuntary functions such as heartbeats, breathing, and digestion. So the whole thing, influences these kind of areas. The autonomic nervous system constantly scans our environment for cues that determine if it's safe or unsafe. Think about that. Now imagine being and I think folks who have consistent anxiety, who are always fighting with their environments and fighting with their minds, fighting themselves and listening to silly voices in their heads and triggering off. I've done it. I've been there. I always triggered the wrong things until I just surrendered something, had to give up something. I really learned to surrender, I was always triggering off, or always fighting myself, fighting others, because I just wanted things my way, so my ego was stripping me. It was really, really nasty on my autonomic systems, right? I was scanning for environments, and as soon as something triggered me off from the environment, or someone said something to me, I just went off. I remember those days, totally off, and the day turned into darkness. Even though it was day, it was still dark. I felt so, well, I can, you know, we can be, we can feel safe or unsafe. You know, that all depends on the cues. From something that is safe, straight away into unsafe. It's like the shadow's just taken over there. But there's a time to catch that. If we're very trained, we can catch that, our system's going off. Catch ourselves from going to the sympathetic, even though it's not real, and then only imagination and past impressions of the mind creates this sort of stuff. So if a situation is deemed safe, the vagus nerve signals our body to relax. It activates the parasympathetic system, also known as the rest and digest, as I mentioned a bit earlier, the heart rate, and promotes a proper digestions and nutrition absorption. So just imagine the opposite of that. If we're not in the parasympathetic nervous system, we're definitely in the systematic nervous systems, which means that we're stuffed. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, let's carry on. Let's just be calm, learn not to trigger as much. Let's talk about the autonomic nervous system. This plays a crucial role in really maintaining our body's internal balance and responding to external threats or stresses. It consists of two main branches, right? I'll keep kind of saying the same word. The system, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. A lot of words. It took me a lot of time to get to get used to those words. But anyway, the sympathetic nervous system is really responsible for the flight, for the fight or flight response. When we perceive a threat or a danger, I say the word perceive. We actually make up some of this stuff through past experiences, stuck impressions in the mind. Anyway, this system activates to prepare our body for action. I know, but I played football for a long time, and you know, we have to G ourselves up because we know that some of us actually got hurt. No one escapes the football ground without being hurt. There's some bruises and, you know, bumps and bruises as we go, and we're really compounding, you know, like in Australia how we play. Yeah, we play league, and basically there's only short, small paddings on, you know, it's not like gridiron where you've got a helmet, and so we just actually, you know, bone to bone up this way. Yeah. Bone to bone, it's like almost like union. So it's tough because we had to really G up, you know, really psych ourselves up in those days, in the teenage days, I remember. Yeah, we went straight into defense. Our bodies grew a few inches because we looked like gladiators with our thinking and then the changing of our mind. And I know that my body went tense, and you know, my breath was weakened. And if you play sport, you know, contact sports, martial arts, all this sort of stuff, yeah, we do go into this sympathetic nervous system, ready to fight and win. Anyway, once again, no one escaped without injuries, you know, if you're doing contact sport. So those were the days, and it was interesting to see how our nervous system worked then for us, especially for me too, when you're actually tackling bigger boys than yourself, yeah? Bigger guys with, twice the size of me. So, you know, there you are as a, you know, like, having a slingshot, you know, and defending against Goliaths. So I felt my heart increase, right? My heart's rate increase. My blood was in dilated blood vessels and releases stress hormones. I remember that, like adrenaline was rushed on the field, which kind of helps us respond quickly and effectively to a threat, you know? Yeah, I remember those days. Yeah, I did feel threatened before, but then when you got on the field, you didn't feel any pain because adrenaline kicked in, you know? And it was like, you know, a lot of the boys got injured, and we didn't think twice once we were thinking before we went on the field, coming out of the sheds. And suddenly when you ran to the field and you're all hyped up and you're all tensed up, and that's like, yeah, that's my example of anxiety on androids, or steroids. Anyway, and so let's look at the parasympathetic nervous system now. Now we gave that the other one a spin. Let's try and look at a study and understand the parasympathetic nervous system. That's responsible for promoting relaxation, rest, and digest, we call it. Sometimes we just do it for breath. It works in, you know, opposition to the sympathetic nervous system. It helps our body like return to a state of calmness, relaxed. After stress responses, we really need to, and this is the tools we need to have. Someone that's a gladiator forever and on that field, right? That's continuously tensed up and can't even get rid of that tension. And there's so much nervousness involved, nervous systems involved in there. Anyway, I won't go deep in that because that's, you know, the whole psychology trip on you know, people being traumatized who don't know how to come back to this kind of, you know, relax their nervous systems. So then the main nerve involved in this relaxation response is called the vagus nerve. Now, yeah, the vagus nerve. And anyway, the vagus nerve, let's talk about a little bit on that. Let's talk to that a little bit. The vagus nerve is the longest cranial nerve in our body and is a key player in regulating the parasystemic response, parasympathetic response. When the vagus nerve is activated, it sends beautiful signals to various organs, including the heart, the lungs, the digestive system. It's the sweet spot, right? You know it is. That kind of slows down and functions in a more relaxed state. Yeah. And this allows our body to conserve our energy, because every time we're tense, we expend a lot of energy. It allows us to rest and properly digest food. And looking at other roles in regulating the stress responses, the vagus nerve also plays a crucial role in social engagement. Let's talk to that a little bit. So when you eat, especially folks with social anxiety, let's talk to that a little bit. So when we feel safe and secure in our environment, the vagus nerve helps us to become more socially connected and more opened. It allows us to engage in social interactions, form relationships, and feel like calm and ease in social situations. But once we start negative talking to ourselves and start feeling that we're judged or whatever goes in our mind, it's all made up stuff. But we believe it because we're biased. We've got something called we're stacking against past beliefs. I just want to tell you folks, friends, that your past is gone. You're either in the now and not too much in the future. The future can be a worry too, but all these things have a relative to our nervous system and environments and the impressions. So if you've got social anxiety, it's really good to get out there and just expose yourself to this feeling. Actually go out and challenge those negative thoughts that come through. Yeah, again, it's all relative to what we're talking about, the nervous system, and how thought creates like that gladiator thing, or that thing I mentioned earlier, and applies to the nervous systems. And now let's think about the autonomic nervous system, and the vagus nerve plays vital roles in maintaining our physical, emotional well-being. They ensure that our body's resources are properly allocated, the energy in other words, and that we're responding appropriately to the threats and promoting relaxation, social engagement when it's safe to do so. The idea is that we have to feel safe, my friends. We really need to cultivate safeness in our lives. Everything's safe. We're okay. We're not okay only if we think we're not okay. Yeah. So, let's look at some of the... we can look at question like, what are the two main branches of autonomic nervous system? Okay, I'll keep repeating it because it's... we'll make this one a nice long story. So the two main branches of autonomic nervous systems are the sympathetic nervous system and the parasystematic nervous system. Let's go into this now. How does the sympathetic nervous system differ from parasympathetic nervous system? I hope you guys never forget these words, you know. Even those who are newbies who might be getting... You know, I just want to say that we all get nervous. We all go through some anxiety. But the problem is we stack on anxiety as a habit. You know, and by doing this, I'm just creating some awareness for you guys. And, I'm also a student of this. So, what we're doing here. So it is good practice for me to dig deep in these areas on physiology. So let's go to the sympathetic nervous systems and the parasympathetic nervous systems have opposite effects on various organs. Now let's talk about the health part. Now the organs and the functions in the body, Here are some key differences between the two. Let's go with the first one, functions. The sympathetic nervous system is responsible for the body's response to stresses and emergency situations. It activates the flight or flight responses, increasing the heart rate, the blood pressure, and the respiratory system. Sometimes we can get out of breath, while decreasing digestion. Sometimes we, that's so true, whenever we are stressed, or we actually forget to eat, and also we don't feel like, it affects the digestive systems. Nothing's working down there. The urinary functions too. If we ever get too stressed, we're not doing that either. So that's how it affects the parasympathetic nervous system. On the other hand, let's look at the other side now. Right? Promotes relaxation, rest, digestion. It is all often referred to as the rest and digestive system. Rest and digest. And now look at activation. The sympathetic nervous system is activated during times of stress, danger, and excitement. And there you go, even excitement, like when we're excited, it is a state of anxiety, by the way. So you can't tell the difference. You can't tell whether you anxiety feels like. Yeah, it does feel like excitement, yeah? It prepares the body for actions by releasing stress hormones like adrenaline. So, this is not good. The stress hormones are not good. They actually stop our... We need certain hormones to protect the cells. And if stress is not protecting the and rejuvenating ourselves, that then we're in trouble. Well, unfortunately, cancer, my friends, is not good. And by being stuck into hypervigilance and all this high stress zone forever and ever, like mentioned earlier, that's not healthy at all. So we have to be able to understand this so we can do everything we can in our possible, in our power, to be able to rest and digest, you know, use that system for us, for health. So, it prepares the body for action and releasing stress hormones like adrenaline. Okay, so the parasympathetic nervous system is activated during restful states. By the way, to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, all we need to just have methods of breath. In continuation, make that a ritual for health. Knowing also when you're feeling that and not rejecting it, not fighting it, but actually living through the anxiety. There's another book that I always mention. It's powerful. Probably do a whole chapter on that. But at the moment we're doing the wonderful book. The wonderful book called How to Do the Work with Dr. Nicole LaPera. Once again, I've got the Facebook group, then you're most welcome to join to that. And so, let's go back to that. The activation part. The excitement, the hormone stress hormone releases, and then the nervous system for the parasympathetic nervous system is activated during restful states. So we have to find rest, promoting relaxation, recovery, and rejuvenation. Okay, so then we move into something called the neurotransmitters, my friends. Neurotransmitters. The sympathetic nervous system, the primary uses is something called norepinephrine. Even I can't announce that word. Norepinephrine. Anyway, but it is in its main neurotransmitter, while the parasympathetic nervous system mainly uses the acetylcholine. And I'm not a doctor, so I don't proclaim to be a doctor, so I'm not trained to these particular words, but they're even hard to announce. Acetylcholine. Something like that. But anyway, it is a neurotransmitter Basically, it's the way we communicate to our nervous system, and our brains communicate to our nervous system, and one's a negative, one's a positive. Very simple, and we need to be staying more positive, my friends. Very simple, yeah, very simple, and there are methods to do that, and easy. And then let's look at the effects on the organs. Now, once again, protecting our body and our organs, our system. How does this work? The sympathetic nervous system increases heart rates. Okay. The sympathetic type deletes the bronchiolus of the lungs. Okay, that's nasty. And constricts blood vessels. So you're not getting the full blood going in. Your organ needs blood. All right, keep them nourished. So it's a restriction of everything. In certain areas, which stimulates the release of glucose from the liver. Yep, and inhibits indigestion. We also got something called obesity going on there. And then we look at the parasympathetic system. Parasympathetic nervous system. And slows, this also is wonderful because it slows down the heart rate, constricts bronchiolus, and promotes digestion, stimulates the release of saliva and digestive enzymes. So it's good and healthy. And So overall, the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system works together to maintain a balance in the body's autonomic functions, with the sympathetic system preparing the body for action and parasympathetic system promoting rest and recovery. So I guess you kind of know where I'm going with this, and know where we're going with this. So I hope that's been informative to you guys, and maybe I can ask you a few questions. Let's do a few question and answers. Very easy. I want, just so we actually capture the whole thing. Very simple. So let's look at question one. What is the main function of the sympathetic nervous system? Well, the sympathetic nervous system is responsible for our body's response to stresses or emergency situation, activating the flight or flight response. As mentioned earlier by the author. All right. By Dr. Nicola Perra, and how to do the work. As mentioned earlier, her clients, the most of her clients, in this, when they see her, they're in this fight or flight response and mode all the time. So that is not healthy, and that's why they see her, and that's why they need help, and that's why they're poor buggers are dysfunctional. I've been there, done that. So here we are. What is the main function of the parasympathetic nervous system? See how we're never going to forget these words, the, you know, parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. There we go. You've got to become such an expert of remembering those words. So the main function, okay, in the parasympathetic nervous system, this promotes relaxation, rest, digestion, often referred to as the rest and digest system. All right, it's called healthy. Which neurotransmitter is primarily used by the sympathetic nervous system? As I said, I can't announce the word, but norepinephrine. Doesn't matter, it's just negative. This particular way of doing it is like it gives us a negative. It creates tension in the body and the muscles. It is the main neurotransmitter. Okay. Let's go move on to another one. Which neurotransmitter is primarily used by the parasympathetic nervous system? It's called the acetylcholine. Something acidous, and its main neurotransmitter. So yeah, we have got to activate that one so we can become more relaxed. Cool. Let's look at what physiological changes occur when the systematic nervous system is activated. Well, increases heart rate. We can get a heart attack from that. Blood pressure. High blood pressure. You can get headaches. You know. Respiration system. And releases of glucose, which decreasing digestion and urinary function. There you go. What physical changes occur when the parasystemic nervous system is activated? It slows down the heart rate, once again, promotes digestion, and stimulates the release of saliva and digesting enzyme. We said that. And I guess it's one more is probably good enough. What is the parasystematic nervous system typically activated? When is it, sorry? It's typically activated during restful states and periods of relaxation. Once again, relaxation, relaxation. Friends, I think that's all I have on this particular podcast, and happy you've enjoyed it. I can't emphasize how important it is for us to know. As an awareness part, I do have a program that I'm offering at the moment, a training program called Anatomy of Anxieties. It involves a lot of awareness, again, practice tools we could use, changing, you know, reframing minds and meditation tools and or methods, again, to be able to stay calm. There's an accountability. These are roughly, there are 6-day courses. They're of 50, 60 minutes of teaching and training, especially designed to help you with anxiety. Just say we can understand and have a habit or create a habit of staying calm and again activating the parasympathetic nervous system through it. By the way, I do have a recording, I do have a Google document exactly what I've provided. There's some also links on that, and if you do want to know more about the anatomy of anxiety, it's actually based on my book, The Anatomy of Anxiety, and it's also, there's an ebook, so get in touch with me. I can send you the ebook and give you more details and more highlights on this thing called anxiety. Let's come back to tranquility from anxiety. So that's it for me from today. Hope you've enjoyed this party about anxiety. It's Nick Jensen here from Mystic Health Anxiety Coaching. Till our next episode, have a beautiful day, relaxed day, and let's just stay more in the parasympathetic nervous system. Goodbye, my friends. Till next time.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.